Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 3rd of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day, I see WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Blue Heelers actor Jane Allsop, and Tom Cruise are having birthdays. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Many of us were starting to think that the worst of the COVID disaster might be over for the radio industry, but it looks like that may have been wishful thinking. Like everyone else, ARN's been suffering from the four-month-long collapse in radio advertising. Initially, they restructured the business, trimming salaries and contracts by up to 20%. But it seems that the pain has just gone on too long, and now more savings have become necessary. Insiders say up to 40 people may be affected. That's around 5% of ARN's workforce. The company is said to be having talks with the affected staff about a JobKeeper stand-down or furlough for the next few months. Well, it seems like somebody's getting all their ducks in a row as SEN takes control of 2CH in Sydney and readies itself to part with 3MP in Melbourne. Back in March, SEN launched Centrac, which was carried by 3MP on 1377 AM. Industry insiders say it looks like SEN may have done a deal with Rete Italia to take over the 1593 AM frequency in Melbourne. The Italian station was scheduled to migrate to a DAB Plus frequency as of yesterday. Meanwhile, it appears that the 1539 frequency in Sydney will soon be taken over by SEN for its Centrac service. This tends to confirm my thoughts that 2CH's days as a music station are probably numbered, and they'll likely become SEN Sydney in the not-too-distant future. COVID has changed a lot of things that won't be going back to normal, at least not in a hurry. It seems we don't get close to people anymore unless we have to. That even applies to the radio industry's training facility, AFTERS. It's offering a virtual postgraduate information week as an online introduction to its Graduate Diploma in Radio course. The course is tailored to those already working in the industry so they can hone their skills. AFTERS Head of Radio, Fiona Smith, will host the information evening. With Black Lives Matter, many US radio programmers are being challenged by activist groups to revamp their playlists to add more black artists. After 9/11, many stations pulled problematic songs like AC/DC's Shoot to Thrill, but activists are complaining that networks haven't taken the same action in the wake of BLM protests. The exception is Cumulus Media, which aired a tribute to George Floyd initially on its urban format stations. But then it extended the coverage to 17 classic rock and 70 country music stations, whose audiences are predominantly white. You may like to check out a podcast from the new platform Podshape. Missing or Murdered is a six-part series that explores the story of self-confessed hippie mum Katie O'Shea, who went missing in North Queensland in 2005. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a rating on your podcast platform. You can also click the like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.